Today on Real Radio.
The Jesus of the deceivers. Who is he? And who are these coming to our doors or sending messages around the world propagating a different Jesus? You need to know that because the church in Corinth was inundated with a message of a different Jesus.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues in his series through Paul's second New Testament letter to the Corinthians. Pastor Jack's in a mini-series that takes a look at the first four verses of chapter 11, a passage that warns believers not to be led astray, quote, as the serpent deceived Eve. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now with more in his multi-part series called With This Mind.
With this mind, it is a challenge for all of us as Christians to know Him in whom we worship, to know Him in whom we're living for. And listen, for some in the world, it may be upon us to know Him whom we're ready to die for. As believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, understanding this, that authenticity is an attractive thing in any arena. People want authentic commitment. But there's nothing more powerful than to see the Apostle Paul, an authentic apostle, an authentic believer, a true Christian, arguing as to why the Corinthian church should give a greater devotion to God and how we in the 21st century need to be more committed to Jesus Christ. Listen, church, the real Jesus Christ more than ever. Because today there are more false Christs and false gospels and false spirits than ever before. And so today is going to be a message I trust that will challenge you. It's challenged me. And in our lives as believers, we need to take a big breath and fill our lungs with air so that we might pump our brains with O2 to think strong. Listen, today's going to blow some doors open regarding the Jesus of the cults, the Jesus of the deceivers. Who is he? And who are these coming to our doors or sending messages around the world propagating a different Jesus? You need to know that. Because the church in Corinth was inundated with a message of a different Jesus. It's vitally important. The Bible tells us in Philippians 2:13, "For it is God who works both in you to will and to do of His good pleasure." And that's what God's purpose for you being here today in church is all about, that God might instill within you a greater understanding of His will and of His purpose for your life. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 through 4, follow with me. He says, "Oh, that you would bear with me in a little folly, a little foolishness, and indeed you do bear with me. For I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. For I have betrothed you." Remember that. "I have engaged you. I have committed you to one husband, that is Jesus Christ, that I might present you as a chaste virgin, pure and unadulterated by any other faith or religion or affection to Christ." Verse 3, "But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." You need to underline those words. Verse 4, he says, "For or because, number one, if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we've not preached, or number two, if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or three, a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it." Three key things that end out this mini series. And I want you to focus now on our third and final installment. Church, write it down if you would. It's all in verse 4. With this mind, we look at this: stronger faith breeds spiritual discernment. And if you've been with us through this series, you know these things. We started out in verses 1 to 3 regarding increasing joy leads to greater assurance. Verses 1 through 3. And then specifically at the closing end of verse 3, we looked at greater assurance leads to stronger faith. And now stronger faith breeds within us spiritual discernment. Will you write down the word discernment? This is vitally important. Christian, get this under your belt today. The Christian church today is suffering from a lack of discernment. Christians today need to be in the Word of God more than ever before and knowing what biblical doctrine is. And to do that, the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God as we've been preaching and teaching on, gives you the ability to discern. To discern, listen to this, it goes against political correctness and modern thinking. To discern is to parse out, to separate, to segregate, to be very careful about what you hear, and to judge it. Don't let somebody tell you that Christians are not to judge. We are commanded to judge. We are not allowed to condemn anyone, but we are to judge all things, says the Bible. Do you understand that? When somebody says, "Don't judge me, bro," that means we're not to condemn anybody. No one's got the authority to condemn somebody else. Are you with me? Do you understand that? But we are commanded to judge everything. We are commanded to parse, to separate, to discern, to bring something in light of the Bible, turn on the light, and throw out that which is wrong. Discernment. And the church is so ill today in the world because it's so Bible-less that it's not able to discern what they should embrace or what they should reject. And so churches today, in the word or in the term or banner of unity, they think tolerance is some sort of a virtue, and it is actually anathema to God. There can be no unity unless we come to the agreement of God's word. We are to be unified in this thing. God's word is the authority. Do you understand that? No, let's just unify. Let's just be together. You can't do that. You can't do that. The Bible says in Amos 3:3, how can two walk together unless they are in agreement? And it's Bible doctrine that brings us to that place of agreement. Now, there's a lot of things you will hear about this morning about, I believe in God, I go to church, I'm a spiritual person, I own a Bible, I worship Jesus, I know God. None of those things answer anything. There can be imposters, and there are imposters to all of those things. So my challenge to you this morning is, how do you know you're worshiping the right Jesus? How do you know this morning you have the right gospel? How do you know? Listen, if I were to come to you privately and ask you, hey, did you hear today's message? Yep. So tell me, how do you know, if I ask you, how do you know if you have the right gospel? If you cannot answer me, you probably do not have the right gospel. If you cannot give a defense for what you claim to believe, then how do you know that you believe it? And believe what? If I ask you, do you believe in the biblical Jesus? And you say yes, and I say then, here, show me why that's true. If you cannot do that, you may not know the right Jesus. If I ask you to define to me, who is the Holy Spirit? What are his attributes? What is his personality like? If you cannot answer that question, you may not have the Holy Spirit. You see, Pastor, I don't like what you're saying. That's exactly the point of this message today. I'd rather have you get thinking today and land on the right side of these questions than to go on with the rest of your spiritual existence and miss the truth. Are you with me now? So look with me, verse 4, it says, for if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached. So the point this, in closing, is stronger faith, spiritual discernment. Mark this down. The first thing we are asked to do is identify the counterfeit. Paul introduces us to the fact that there are counterfeit Jesuses that are out there. Look what he says. If he who comes preaches, circle the word another. This is shocking. Paul says there's a Jesus out there, but the word another means this, allos in Greek, and it means someone else. It's a different Jesus. It's a replacement Jesus. The word means it's a Jesus other than the real Jesus. Wow. Listen to this. Is this the Jesus you know? I'll just read it to you. I'm going to do a little montage with you. It's Acts 4, it's 1 Timothy 2, and Philippians 2. Is this the Jesus you know? Nor is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, and that is the man Christ Jesus. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess, listen, that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Listen, the Bible says Jesus Christ is Lord. The cults cannot say that. If they say those words at your doorstep, they do not mean the same words that you understand. Jesus Christ is Lord. The Bible says every knee will bow to him and acknowledge to the glory of God that he is the Christ. And there's no salvation. It is impossible to be saved without this Jesus. It is that critical. It is that urgent. And so if you're following today a different Jesus, you have no assurance of salvation. You have no entrance into heaven, and you have no hope. The Corinthian believers were being swayed or pulled away from the simplicity that was in Christ, meaning that they were to put their faith in Jesus and the finished work of Christ and trust in him alone for their salvation. But they were being pulled off that course by legalism, by works, to earn some form of merit or heaven. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, jot it down if you would. Colossians 2, 8 says, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Strong words. We learn to identify counterfeits, listen, by knowing the truth. Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you what? Free from being deceived, free from accepting counterfeits. The Bible encourages us to know what's true and what is false. So the question is this: who is the biblical Christ? Who is the biblical Jesus? I want to give you some things, and I want to be methodical. By the way, get your pen ready, and you're probably going to miss a bunch of these, but you can get the tape or listen online or whatever. The biblical Jesus. Now look, if you're here today, if you are a Jehovah's Witness, if you're a Buddhist, if you're a Hindu today, if you're a Muslim, if you're a Jew today, if you're a Mormon today, listen carefully. Listen carefully to this. I'm talking about the biblical Jesus. The biblical Jesus is the creator, God, of the Bible. Did you know that? The biblical Jesus is Lord. The Bible says there's no other. The biblical Jesus is God's only son. That's right. Listen, all of those cults say God does not have a son, not in the biblical sense. The biblical Jesus, the Bible says, is eternal. Is that the Jesus you know? Is your Jesus eternal? The Bible says that the biblical Jesus is God incarnate. Is that the Jesus you know? The biblical Jesus alone is salvation. What do we know about the biblical Jesus and who is he? The Bible says that the biblical Jesus, listen, had to be prophesied of in the Old Testament from cover to cover. Is that the Jesus you know? The biblical Jesus was conceived of God by the Holy Spirit. Is that the Jesus you know? The biblical Jesus had to be born of a virgin, says the Old Testament. He had to be born in Bethlehem. The biblical Jesus had to reside in Nazareth. The biblical Jesus had to preach and teach and display the kingdom of God in power. Is that the biblical Jesus you know? The biblical Jesus had to be the Old Testament fulfillment of its requirements. The biblical Jesus had to satisfy the righteousness of God. Is this the biblical Jesus you know? So listen, that was just warm up. Are you ready? That was just warm up. We're going to go down this, put your eyes to the screen, get your pen ready, and we're going to look at who is this biblical Jesus? I hope you're excited about this. I was so excited, I could hardly sleep this night. I couldn't wait. Guys, throw it up on the screen. First slide. Who is the biblical Jesus? Is this the one you know personally? Revelation 1, 7 and 8 says that Jesus is the Almighty. Genesis 17, 1 says the Almighty is God. Next, the Bible says John 8, 58, Jesus says that he is the I Am, Ego Eimi, the eternal God. Exodus 3:14 says, the I Am is God. Next, Acts 3:14 says that Jesus is the Holy One. But Isaiah 43:15 says the Holy One is God. Next. John 8:24 says that Jesus is the I am He. And Isaiah 43:10 says that the I am He is God. Next one. Revelation 22:13 says that Jesus is the first and the last. And Isaiah 44:6 says that the first and the last is God. That is awesome. Next slide. 1 Corinthians 10:4 says that Jesus is the rock, and Psalm 18:31 says the rock is God. Next. John 5:21 says that Jesus rises from the dead, and 1 Samuel 2:6 says that God raises the dead. John 8:12 says that Jesus is the light. Isaiah 60:19-20 says that God is the light. Next. Matthew 25:31-46 says that Jesus is the judge. And Joel 3:12 says that God is judge. Next slide. Colossians 1:16 says that Jesus is the creator of angels. And Psalm 148:5 says the creator of angels is God. Hebrews 1:6 says that angels worshiped Jesus, and Psalm 148:2 says that angels worship God. 2 Corinthians 11:2 says that Jesus is the one husband, and Jeremiah 31:32 says the one husband is God. Matthew 23:8 says that Jesus is the one master, and Malachi 1:6 says that the one master is God. John 10:16 says that Jesus is the one shepherd, but Isaiah 40:11 says the one shepherd is God. Acts 4:12 says that Jesus is the one Savior, and Isaiah 45:21 says the one Savior is God. Luke 1:68 says that Jesus is the one Redeemer, and Isaiah 41:14 says the one Redeemer is God. Revelation 19:16 says that Jesus is the Lord of Lords, and Deuteronomy 10:17 says the Lord of Lords is God. Philippians 2:10 says that every knee must bow to Jesus, and Isaiah 43:23 says that every knee must bow to God. John 1:3-10 says that Jesus is the one creator, and Genesis 1:1 says the creator is God. John 1:49 says that Jesus is the King of Israel, and Isaiah 44:6 says that the King of Israel is God. I just want you to thank God for sending Jesus. In all of these passages, the Bible says that there is only one Alpha and the Omega, that there is only one God, there is only one Savior. The Bible from Genesis to Revelation says that there's only one Redeemer. The Bible says there's only one God. Jesus Christ, the God of the Bible, revealed himself to us in human form in Jesus Christ. And Satan has had a plan to thwart that ever since. And so he floods the market with counterfeits. Those few verses I gave you supporting the deity of Jesus Christ, if you do not hold to these verses, then you've got a different Jesus. And that's a serious statement. I understand that. But it's 100% biblical, it's the biblical Christ, and it's the one we're talking about today. The next thing we see in verse 4 is that with this mind, stronger faith breeds spiritual discernment, is that we need to be resisting the world. The Bible tells us that there's a spirit that is out, afoot in this world, and is it a spirit to deceive? It says, or if you receive or allow a different spirit which you have not received. Be warned. Paul is warning them. The word spirit here is heteros, and it means a false or aberrant, sinful influence. It means a foreign or strange spirit. Listen to this. This is going to get touchy here in a moment. It means something that is in manifestation of, but not the same as. The manifestation of, but not the same as. What does that mean? It means that there's a spirit that will traffic among people in religious settings. And that's a broad statement, religious settings. That is permeating a gathering And it's as though a spirit, imagine for a moment if you could see a dark cloud moving through the pews or the chairs here today, and it's just going right under your nose, as it were, and it would be inhaled in, like you'd smell, maybe you're smelling someone's perfume or cologne next to you right now, and it'd be like that. It comes and it gets inside, and it begins to impart thoughts and temptations of thinking, other thoughts that are not Christian, other thoughts that are not biblical, things that would pull you, very convincing, very powerful, mind you. Makes a lot of sense in the way of the world. It just makes sense. And you know, it just seems right to me. Listen, did you hear what I just said? It just seems right to me. That's a form of deception. But I feel like this is what I should do. Have you heard this before? As a pastor, I shudder when I hear this. Pastor Jack, I know, you know what? I know what the Bible says, but I feel that God is leading me to leave my wife. That is not God. That is a deceiving, aberrant spirit. That is a demonic deception. Well, I feel, you know, my husband's never, he's never made me happy. He's never fulfilled all of my desires, and I've met a man, and I had someone tell me this. Truly, don't tell me God doesn't want me happy. Listen, are you ready for this? I love all of you, but God doesn't want us happy. He wants us holy, and when you're holy, you'll be happy. And you think you're going to be happy violating God's will, listening to an aberrant spirit that leads you astray? Listen, have you noticed? All of us have noticed this. Satan and the spirit of this world will come to us and say, hey, go ahead, do this, do that, go there, go here. It's okay. God will forgive you. He's merciful. He's forgiving. And if you let that thought go or you cross that line, what's his next comment? God will never forgive you. You call yourself a Christian? You're condemned, you loser. God's... Sound familiar? A deceiving spirit. Paul said, watch out. There are other Jesuses out there that are being preached. They're being brought to your doorstep. They're being proclaimed in religions. The names of Jesus written in religious writings, and they are not the biblical Jesus. Why? Because there is a spirit in the world that is out there to deceive. And if you do not know your Bible, you are going to have a emotionally based theology rather than a biblically based theology. A biblically based theology should tell my feelings to sit down. Because my feelings, well, I want to do this, and I want to do, and my Bible, listen, the Holy Spirit will speak to me using the Word of God. All of us go through this. How do we bring our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions under control? By God's Word. Resisting the world is a constant effort. What's implied here is a spiritual influence. Now hang on to your seats. This is a warning against what we see again sweeping in the church. I saw it about 30 years ago and it's back. And that is spirituality. That's a buzzword today. You meet a lot of young people today, they're spiritual. Spiritual. I'm really into spirituality.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a study called With This Mind. It's a lesson taken from the first four verses of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. With This Mind is part of Pastor Jack's verse-by-verse series through this New Testament letter, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, have you subscribed to Pastor Jack's weekly real-life devotions? You get a new real-life devotion in your inbox every Monday. It seems that Real Radio listeners who subscribe to Real Life Devotions really appreciate them, and thankfully, they're letting Pastor Jack know. Catherine writes, today's Real Life Devotion reminds me that a Pharisee, that is a legalist, will always steal your joy and be a stumbling block in our walk with Jesus. Thank you for these Real Life Devotions. They are a wonderful start for a new week. Well, thank you, Catherine. We appreciate you writing into us. Subscribe to Pastor Jack's Real Life Devotions. Visit reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Visit reallifewithjackhibbs.org. If you need to get in touch by phone, our number is 877-RR-RADIO. 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.